from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. A look outside, hazy, fog, rain, and 41 degrees here in Jacksonville. An arrest warrant has been issued for Crystal Cruises ship Crystal Symphony for an unpaid fuel bill of $1.2 million. Singapore-based Peninsula Petroleum filed a lawsuit seeking the arrest, and it was granted by the U.S. District Court in Miami.
This company filed with the U.S. District Court, and the judge went ahead and agreed to allow the ship to be seized. So when the ship reached U.S. waters, it would be seized. You know, essentially, they would control the ship until they were paid.
Stuart Chiron there from CruiseGuy.com. Crystal Symphony was due to conclude its current cruise today in Miami, but instead is ending the voyage in Bimini, where parent company Genting has a cruise pier. Passengers will take the ferry boat Ballaria Ferry from Bimini to Fort Lauderdale later today. This news follows Genting's announcement that it has filed for liquidation and says it'll run out of cash by the end of the month. In total, between all of Genting's cruise lines, they owe the fuel company nearly $4.6 million. And Carnival Cruise Line has announced it'll continue to follow its current health and safety protocols indefinitely. This includes the requirements for vaccination, pre-cruise testing, and mask use indoors. The line will also be implementing a new solution at its home ports called Verifly, which allows guests to upload their proof of vaccination and testing information prior to arriving at the terminal. Verifly will initially be used at Port Canaveral for Mardi Gras sailings before rolling out to the rest of the fleet. And for shorter cruises, Carnival is also working to expand testing capabilities at the pier for vaccinated passengers. And finally, Celebrity Cruises has canceled Celebrity Infinity's 2022 European season. The ship will instead operate Caribbean cruises this summer and fall. The European season was scheduled to run from April 15th through November 28th. Those who were booked on a canceled cruise can either request a full refund or move their booking to another Mediterranean sailing on Celebrity Edge, Constellation, or Reflection. Guests who booked using a future cruise credit will receive the credit back to their account. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 4 points, 19.99. Royal Caribbean down 2.6, 79.07. And Norwegian down 4.5, 20.08. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a good weekend out there. Be safe. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.